Good morning, Orlando. This is Deborah Roberts, and you are listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Now in studio, your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So lots of great stuff to go over this morning, as usual. Lots of good things happening in real estate in Central Florida. And houses are going off the shelf, staying on the shelf, you know, whatever. Basically, you know, as we say many times, you know, we're really blessed in Central Florida that it's a really healthy real estate market. So if at any point in time you're thinking that that's something that you want to do, that you want to sell your house or that you want to buy your house, it's not like this is the season and that you've got to be careful about when you're listing your house or strategically list your house or strategically buy a house. There's not really a whole lot of changes. The changes are, for the most part, however, that the housing market does continue to increase at normal pace at the moment, which is, well, a little higher than normal, probably up to about 10% a year normally. And the thing with that is that, so as first-time buyers, the bad news is that, you know, it can kind of price yourself out of the market to a certain extent. But then as far as the move-up buyers, you know, you think, well, I'm getting more for my house, but yes, you're going to have to pay more usually for that house you're upgrading to. And that because they're going up as well, unless, of course, you're downsizing and then it's going to be a different situation. So the thing that I always think is most important is for you to look at the whole big picture when it comes to you and your family as to what to do, whether you want to buy or sell, or, you know, whether you want to stay where you're at, or whether you want to move to a different area or whatever. There's always a lot of good things to look at. And the number one thing, in my opinion, is for you to be educated to know what the right thing is to do. You don't want to sit around and wonder and think that you know what's going on. You know, you actually want to investigate it. And I know that a lot of times when we're talking to people, they think they can just go ahead and go online and they can find everything. And I was just at a conference in California for the last week. And one of the things that they were kind of joking about is they said, you know, everything on the internet is absolutely true. And it kind of comes to the same thing when you're talking about your house as well. There's a lot of true things that are out there on the internet, but they're sprinkled in with a lot of things that aren't true. And so when you're looking at that whole big picture, you know, it's like you really need to know where you can go to find out what's actually true. And that's like go to the professionals, because we're going to be able to tell you, you know, what's your best bet in regards to how to make things work. And if you do want to get into that house, there are options out there as a first time buyer that you might want to do. And as a move up buyer, some things that you might want to know as far as what you can do in regards to that. And then, of course, there are a lot of investment opportunities in real estate in Central Florida that we don't always talk about, but it really is a really big opportunity out there to invest in Central Florida real estate, because the rental market out there is so crazy that from the standpoint of crazy being, it's almost a lay down, that it's very easy for you to rent a property if you are an owner of it. It's, you know, in the right price points and all that kind of thing, obviously. But it's usually the lower end homes that you get the biggest bang for the buck for, and that you definitely want to do that on.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
And if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So one of the things that really makes it a good time to buy real estate right now is the interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gone up a little bit, but a little bit is what they've gone up. They haven't gone up significantly yet. And as a result of that, that makes everything more affordable for those people that are getting a loan. And there are a lot of people that are paying cash. I mean, back in the day when there were so many foreclosures and everything like that, which doesn't exist today, thankfully, but it was about 70% cash of what was buying the properties. Now the cash purchases are probably in that 20 to 30%, mm-hmm. somewhere in there, which makes it a much more normal situation. So when people are looking at getting a loan and you're looking at what your down payment is and all those kinds of things, there's a lot of opportunities out there that you can get into a home for a lot less down payment, a lot less money than you thought. And number one, and number two, the thing is that your payment is many times significantly it's the same or could be less than what your rental payment is now in many cases.
Yeah, well, especially with the going rates of the rent.
Right.
You know, I mean, we talked about it on a couple shows ago. I mean, you know, you can get into, you know, because there are building apartment buildings and things like that, you know, but like two bedrooms are going for almost $1,800, it seems like. And for that, you can get a three bedroom house,
right,
you know, under $200 for less than that. I mean, even $250, I think, would put you at an $1,800 payment. So for that, you might as well own.
Yeah, I've got somebody right now that's looking at a $200,000 house and their payment's going to be right around $1,350.
Yeah, you know, I mean, amazing.
So, and they're actually, you know, going a little bit further out because they want a bigger house and they also want a USDA loan. And so as a result of that, which it's the United States Department of Agriculture loans, so mm-hmm. those houses tend to be in a more rural area. And as a, you know, so the house just has to qualify based on where it's at, as opposed to, you know, it's not, you're not going to find a lot in Orange County. You're going to find some in all the surrounding counties,
yep.
but not necessarily a whole lot in Orange. But when you're there, so they're financing them at 100%. So there are some closing costs and that kind of thing, like first year of insurance, obviously, you're mm-hmm. going to have to pay that, which if you were renting, you would have to pay that too. So there are some of those kinds of fees that you have to pay in order to get that loan. But, you know, there's not a huge down payment, but their payment at a $200,000 property is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,300 to $1,350, depending on, you know, taxes and insurance and that kind of stuff. But all that stuff is included, yeah. you know, in their payment.
I mean, so, it's almost a no-brainer if you think about it, you know?
Yeah. And so, and when we look at it, I mean, it's like, I don't know if I have the thing here, but if you were looking at, you know, $1,350, you know, it's a, it adds up to, I know $1,500 adds up to $60,000 over 5 years. So $1,350 is probably going to be somewhere around $50, or if not more, that you're going to be just, you know, kind of throwing away because you can't write it off. You can't, you don't have anything nope. left when it's all done or anything like that. And so that's just one of the things that homeownership gives you. And one of the things that I know taxes were up a couple of weeks ago, but when you're looking at taxes, you know, there are a lot of benefits to owning a home that you can take advantage of on your taxes, that you get the deductions for your property insurance, you get the deductions for your, you know, for your mortgage and all those mm-hmm. kinds of things. So it ends up being a really good deal for you when you do own your own home. And that's one of the reasons that the government does that, is because they want people to own homes, and they want, because it's something that keeps the economy strong and keeps everything going and all of those kinds of things. And one of the things that I read several years ago, and I don't remember how many, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of, there's 35 industries that are affected every time somebody buys a home. So it, whether it comes to, you know, like the Home Depot and Lowe's, you know, of the world, Ace Hardware, you know, those kinds of things, or if it's, you know, the building inspectors and the moving companies yeah. and the title companies and everybody that's involved in the purchase, it does end up being a lot of people. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 mm-hmm. or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we're going to talk a little bit, you know, if you are to raise your home's value and what you were looking at in that, how you could do that. And basically, in a lot of Central Florida, which is something that a lot of people don't understand, is that we have an awful lot of subdivisions. And so when there is a loan that's being got on the that's being obtained on the property, what happens is that there has to be an appraisal done. That's an independent person that comes in that the buyer pays for the bank to determine what the value is. And they're looking at historical value. So they're looking at what has sold in the past. They're not looking at necessarily what's on the market. They look at it, but it has little impact on the value that they give. But it's definitely on the previous sales that have happened in that neighborhood, in that particular home. And there's rules and regulations set up for what kind of properties that you can use, and they have to be similar in land size is mm-hmm. what they're looking for. They're looking for similar in size. They're looking for similar bathrooms and yeah. those kinds of things.
You're built, things like that.
Yep. And they're also looking for them to be within a mile radius. Mm-hmm. And they're also looking for them to be sold in the last year. So when you're looking at that kind of stuff, you know, it's like you kind of narrow it down. So when somebody's doing an appraisal or you think somebody's going to do an appraisal on your home, and you can say, but my home has, you know, a lot of times it does not have the value that people think it does. And that might be that, but my home has granite countertops, or that it has, you know, energy efficient windows, and that it has, you know, whatever. But the thing is that that will have your house being chosen above mm-hmm. other houses, because if you've got those upgraded things and the house next door doesn't, then somebody would possibly choose your house above that house. But when it comes to what the value is, there's not a whole lot that can be done in regards to that. And we do go in whenever we need to, when an appraisal comes in lower than we'd like it to, and we will go in and give them different comps or which are comparables, and give them different reasons of why we think this appraisal should be changed. But there's not a lot of weight. I mean, it's like not like we're talking directly to the appraiser. They've got it set, so they're definitely independent.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times when the appraiser is doing it, a lot of them are not open to anything being any different than what it is.
And yeah. I mean, I've battled a couple, won a couple, but I've lost quite a few.
Yeah. And so there's other ways to combat it when you come up against it, you know. But the first plan of attack when an appraisal comes in low is to actually go back to the appraiser themselves with the idea of, these are the reasons why we feel like it should be different, and plead your case, you know, in writing and everything to them in order to get things changed. And like you said, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And the thing is that if a market is increasing, then, and, you know, and they're using historical data from almost a year ago, there can be quite a difference in everything right in mm-hmm. there. But that's, if that's all they have to go on, you know, that's what they have to look at. So they can say whether they feel like the market's increasing or decreasing and those kinds of things, but they still come down to, this is what we feel like the value is of the house. So that's why when, you know, you don't want to overdo your house if you're planning on making a sale. If you want to live there and put in all of this stuff for you, then I am all for that and living with the things that you want to have to make your home nice. But when it comes to selling it, you know, how much more are you going to get for redoing a kitchen or anything like that in the normal home? You know, it's like if it's a custom home or different like that, you know, and it and the whole whole neighborhood is custom homes that nothing's cookie cutter, then it's really easier to do that. But in most neighborhoods in Central Florida, we are looking at that your house is the same floor plan as one, maybe three or four down the street, maybe two down the street, you know, who knows? So it's like, so when you're looking at that, there's a lot of comparables that are very, very similar to your home. And you might have upgraded a few things, but it's not enough that necessarily makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So some of the things that you can do that might make a difference, however, would be to change out doors and windows. And this comes to, it depends on how old your home is and all of that kind of stuff. Sometimes it's going to impact the curb appeal of it, or if there's some kind of, you know, problem with them. But obviously, if you have the more energy efficient doors and windows and you can reduce the energy costs and that kind of thing, and that's something that is a benefit to the buyer, then that's obviously going to be something that helps. If possible, if you can add space and add space easily, then you're going to take your house from being a cookie cutter to being something different.
Yeah.
Because square footage is something that everybody can't get or anything like that. And, you know, it's like when you're looking at square footage and comparing apples to apples in homes in Central Florida, it is the air conditioned space. It's not the, you know, you added a patio.
Yeah.
And so as a result of that, you know, it's like you've got more space. I mean, again, that's something that's going to add to the value for somebody that's looking at it or how they're going to choose your home first. However, it may not be something that they're going to go ahead and do that. The next thing is modernizing the plumbing. And in many circumstances, if the home was built in a certain time frame that has a certain type of pipe, you know, modernizing the plumbing is a very good thing to do, because it's going to decrease the insurance costs significantly. And like, for example, I had a house that it had that polybutylene pipe in it, and the insurance costs went from $4,000 a year to $1,000 a year by changing the pipes out. So, and the reason for that is that that pipe, polybutylene pipe, has a tendency to leak. And so insurance companies are going to have a big liability if it does leak. And so they wanted to protect themselves on that, obviously. And the homeowner wanted to protect themselves too.
As well, yeah.
So within 2 years, you know, the payment or the cost for changing the whole house piping was completely, it didn't even take 2 years. You know, they made it back by their just a reduction in the amount that the insurance was going to cost them.
Just in 1 year, yeah.
So it really was a no-brainer in doing that. And then the next thing is, and this is a really good one, is using paint wisely.
Yeah, I get that. Well, that one is tough, I mean, because everybody's preference is different.
Right.
But if you, you know, if you are looking to sell, I always think it's better to keep it a more neutral color, you know, like a nice cream, beige, eggshell, something like that.
Right.
Even grays are really nice.
Yeah.
Because of the simple fact, you know, it might turn somebody off. I mean, the house could be fantastic, and the only thing they're noticing is your red wall. You know, they're missing everything else, so the attention is not being directed where it should go. So,
and there's going to be a lot of people that love that red wall as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on what the scoop is. But, you know, there's several people that don't like the red wall. So,
yeah,
you
exactly.
know, I mean, it's like if you've got one person that you turn off that they liked everything else, I mean, it's kind of a problem. So you want to make sure that you avoid that. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume. And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So welcome back, Danielle. Didn't give you a chance to talk there.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
So we're going to talk about now like four things not to do when to put your home on the market. And one of them that we were kind of talking about in the last segment is don't overimprove. And because like we talked about that when you're in a specific neighborhood, in a specific home in that neighborhood, mm-hmm. Your home's going to be appraised based on all the other homes there. So overimproving is not necessarily going to give you the money that you want to get, yeah. you know, out of it. Again, if you're doing it for yourself and you're going to live there for you and your family and that's what you want, there is no problem for it. And
yeah, that by all means, do it.
By all means, do it. You know, everybody wants to have their own personal touch on it, whether it's yep. paint, whether it's a specific fixture or mm-hmm. anything like that. But if you do put some kind of very nice chandelier that is something that you love and was very expensive and you're going to look at selling your house and you just definitely want to take that to the next house, my suggestion is always replace it before you put the house on the market. Because the last thing you want is somebody to walk in the house and they want to buy that house because of the chandelier. And they just love it. And so they love everything about it. And the last thing you're going to be able to do is to talk them out of that chandelier. I mean, it's going to break the deal sometimes.
Yeah, it has with that. In some cases on my end, yeah.
So the thing is that if you do want to do that, you just want to do it previous. You just want to make sure that it's not even something that somebody sees. And so then they can't have
any. You'll be surprised. It's one of those things you're taking away.
Right.
And it's a no-no.
Exactly. And they think, you know, and sometimes with some people, it's just the principle of it.
Yeah. They're like, no, I want it. And then you can't have it. And then they're like, well, forget it then. I don't want the house, even though they really do. But, you know, it's one of those gambles.
Well, and it's, you know, it's human nature. So it's like, so when you're looking at that, that's all part of the game. I mean, the game, it's a very emotional part when you're selling your house or when you're buying a house. And so it's like the thing that makes the difference is something that you and I would not even dream of.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's so amazing when you go into a house and the thing that people point out, it which is the thing that causes them to purchase the house, that is something that, you know,
I would never guess.
I would never think of that. And it wouldn't be me. But for every person, it's something different, mm-hmm. you know. Whether it's like, gosh, I really like that Insta hot water thing, you know, that they have there, or the pot filler in the kitchen, or something like that.
The picture on the wall or something. And you're like, seriously, but what about the house? No, I really love that photo. It's like, okay.
Yeah. So it's really interesting when you're doing that. But it's that one thing that draws the person to the house. So you never want to have something in the house that you want to take with you that's affixed to it. You know, obviously your furniture and your personal mm-hmm. belongings, obviously. But, you know, if you've got some kind of curtains or drapes or you've got something like that, it's just better to take them down now as opposed to want to fight about it later. So the next thing is don't over-decorate. And the thing is that it just comes into keeping things very sleek and clean and neutral for people. I mean, there are different people that like different styles and everything like that. So what you want them to do is to be able to come in there and actually feel like whatever they're getting is exactly what they want. So it's like if you're looking at a blank canvas, for example, you know, and you can have some imagination, you're going to imagine what you're going to put on that canvas. Mm-hmm. And your house is really no different from what you want people to do. Yeah, you want exactly. them to look at it from a blank canvas and how they can put their stuff in there. And kind of how you know when people like a house is like when they go in there and they're like, oh, our couch would fit here and this will be Susie's room and this will be Johnny's room and all of that kind of stuff. Then you really get an idea of that is a really good fit for them, or they're very strongly considering it at least, because they feel like it can work.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like when they start naming the kids and where the kids are going to sleep and, you know, how they can arrange things around, I mean, that's when their Canvas Act is really coming in.
Yeah.
And that's really what you want. And so that's why you don't want to over-decorate, because you don't want the focus to be on your decorations.
Mm-hmm.
Because if all of that stuff is going to go, like, for example, you know, if you have a very big collection of anything, whether it's, you know, Mickey Mouse and your memorabilia and all of those kinds of things, or whether it's some kind of, you know, teddy bears.
Star Wars or something.
Star Wars or anything. You know, too much of anything can be something that is just a focus. So somebody comes in there and they're not focusing on the house. They're focusing on what you've got there.
Yeah,
so
they're missing it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it might be the memorable house. It's like, oh, remember the Star Wars house or something like that. But the from the standpoint, if they're looking at that's something that they really like, then that's great. Then they're going to focus on that and not focus on the rest of the house and not see what you want them to. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So another thing that is really interesting is what they say is for the seller not to hang around. And the thing is that, you know, really in today's day and age with all the cameras and everything like that, you know, buyers really don't feel free to talk about anything inside a house. And because it's like, you don't know who's watching you or.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you don't know where they've got the cameras at, or even if, you know, if they're sitting on the sofa, you know, the buyers don't want to express what they like and what they don't like in front of their realtor. And then by the time they get outside, maybe they forgot or something. So it's a little bit awkward. So
yeah,
I could see where that could go sour.
Yeah. So the first thing is don't hang around. But, you know, the second thing, and I don't know how to, you know, convey this or anything like that, but it would be great almost if you were walking into a house and it was like, it said there is no recording equipment going while you're viewing this house, you know, or anything like that, because it's like, you know, you want people to be able to talk freely
about it,
about it, and when they're in there, and if they have any questions or concerns or anything like that, you want them to be able to bring them up. And if they feel like someone's watching them, you know, they're less likely to do that. So basically, but if a homeowner's there, then they really know that the homeowner's there and they're going to tell you that your house is beautiful and everything like that. And then you're going to wonder, how come I didn't get an offer? Because when they went outside, they said, you know, it's like, I didn't like the homeowner would be is sometimes what happens. But it's more the fact that, gosh, what were they thinking when they painted that wall, whatever, and that kind of thing. And that's really, they don't want to offend the seller when they're sitting there that, you know, like, what were you thinking when you did this?
What made you want to paint that color or something crazy like that?
Yeah, you really picked that color carpeting or that color tile or whatever, or this is just great and we don't want to, you know, give you a heads up because we want to use it for our negotiations. And all those kinds of things. So there's a lot of stuff that comes into play that you really want everybody to be able to speak freely and know what they're doing and all that kind of stuff when they're there. So they just feel a little hindered when the homeowner is there. So that's why you don't want to hang out. And there's times, excuse me, where you can't really do anything but hang out because you've got a lot going on. But what you could possibly do is at least go outside and close the door and all that kind of stuff.
The patio.
And then when they want to come outside, then you go in and get, you know, get away. But you definitely don't want to be taking them through the house or showing them the house or anything like that. You want them to be able to go on their own.
Put on their own will. Yeah.
Because one of the things that homeowners may not realize is that when you're actually showing them the house and you're pointing things out, you might actually point out things that they hate. And they would have never noticed them if you didn't say anything. If you didn't say anything. And so the thing is that everybody's coming in there with an agenda of what they're looking for. And if they don't see it, they're going to ask. But if you point out something that they weren't looking for and they really don't want that, that can be a recipe for disaster. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were talking about as you're selling your house and things not to do. And one of the things, the last thing that we didn't talk about in the last segment was not taking things personally.
Yeah.
And it's your house. It's very emotional. It's like you've raised your family there or you've lived there or you've put your spin on it.
Yeah.
And so when somebody says something that's negative about it, I mean, sometimes it's just like it's hard to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't take it personally. And the other thing is that you have to realize is that 90% of the time when you're getting feedback from somebody that says what they like or don't like about your home, the bottom line is that they are not buying your home in the first place. So they're looking for an excuse. So they're going to point out something that may or may not matter to the buyer.
Yeah.
And so you can't take it personally. You have to look at it through the lens that really is, you know, sometimes it's really good feedback. Sometimes it's telling you that, you know, if the home looked dirty or something like that, or it didn't have curb appeal, so we didn't decide to come in, you know, those kinds of things, which curb appeal that they didn't want to come in is something that you can change and change for easily versus some of the other things that, there's, you know, it's like,
I didn't like the neighbor was working on the car next door or something. So,
yeah. And you know, I didn't like that that there was an extra room or something like that. Well,
yeah, there's some things that you just can't help. So you just got to look at it and say, this just wasn't the house for them, but it's going to be the house for the next buyer.
Exactly. And so, but more than anything, you can't take anything personally.
Nope.
So, you know, we were talking somewhat about first time home buyers and that kind of stuff and some of the financial missteps and opportunities and everything that are out there. And one of the things is the first thing is that when you are looking at a house, whether you're a first time buyer or whether you're, you know, selling your house and moving to another, is that I think that you need to look at what kind of a loan that you want to get and how much house you can afford based on what you want to pay and everything. You know, one of there are a lot of regulations that are the maximums that you can go, but it's like you really want to look at what's the best for you and your family when it comes to getting a loan or having a payment every month. You know, is it sometimes, you know, a lot of times people think that they don't want to go over 25% of their salary and everything because they don't want to be house rich and not able to do anything else. And so, you know, it just depends on really, you know, what you want to do and all of those kinds of things. But when you're looking at different loan options, I think that that's a really good point of what you need to do, because there can be a loan that is, you know, the same exact amount. You can look at this one that's going to be like a $200,000 loan or a $300,000 loan. And this $300,000 loan, and your payments can be off, I would say
a few hundred bucks sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of factors that play into there, the taxes, the HOA, you know, things like that, that are going to, because I mean, the same thing, I was looking with somebody the other day and they were looking at a house that was $269,000 and it's like right at their threshold, like $1,900. No, I'm sorry. It was like $1,600. But then we were looking at a house that was $249,000. And their payment was close to $1,900, and it was because of the taxes and the HOA. The HOA was $230, I think, a month, and the taxes were like $3,000 versus the house that was $269. The HOA was like $40 a month, and the taxes were like $2,500. So there's different avenues that you can approach when you're looking at it.
Well, and then in addition to that, you know, like there's an FHA loan that comes with PMI
which is, yep.
which is purchase mortgage insurance that you're required to have on that loan. And then there is a conventional loan that you can get for about the same amount down. And if you have a certain credit score and everything, you can get like what they call a home ready
mm-hmm.
for first time home buyers. And your PMI, you still have that PMI, but it's hundreds of dollars less.
Yeah.
And so it's like you need to compare apples to apples to see what's the best option for you and your family with the amount that you're going to put down and with the amount that you're going to finance. And in doing all that and having somebody that can really hone in on that and mm-hmm. help you with that makes a huge difference. And we can always point you in the right direction
exactly.
when it comes to that. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. And then, you know, it's like we were talking a little bit earlier as well, as far as there are definitely tax breaks when it comes to buying a house and what you could take advantage of it. And one of the qualifying exceptions to withdrawing your IRA funds prior to age 59 and a half is for first-time home purchasers. So you can do that without penalties, but you still have to pay the taxes on the current rate mm-hmm. because you took when you put that money in the IRA, you didn't pay income tax on it. So you have to pay the income tax on it,
yep.
but you don't have to pay the penalties. So that's one thing that you need to look at. And then, like we talked about earlier, like there's the all of the interest that you're paying as well as the property taxes are that's all things that you can write off. And the new tax bill and its impact on home buyers are a couple of things. And the two main effects of the new tax law are elimination of the interest deduction for a second mortgage, such as a home equity loan. So you can only take taxes or the interest payment off of your first mortgage, not off of a second one. So that's something to have in mind
mm-hmm.
and to know. And so it might be better to refinance if you've got a second loan out there right now in order to have it all in one loan so you can reduce the whole thing write off the whole thing. But you'll have to look at that with your tax advisor and everything like that. And then the mortgage interest rate deduction is capped at a debt for a home purchase of $750,000. So it starts being reduced, I believe, at that point. So if you're buying something under $750,000, you're going to be able to write off the whole amount. And, you know, when you're going through the process, there's just a lot of things to consider, but it's not hard.
Mm-mm.
When you're looking at purchasing a home, and a lot of people think it's overwhelming and all of that kind of stuff, and that's what we're here for, is to make sure that it's not overwhelming.
Walk you right through it.
And it is, when you have the right people walk you through it, it does just end up being, you know, pretty seamless and all that kind of stuff. Now, I'm not going to say it's without headaches, because there are a few hoops that have to be jumped through and getting loans and that kind of stuff that sometimes seem redundant. But it's just the climate that we're in right now. And it's like you've said many times, Danielle, it's like if you're getting a loan and they are going to ask you for things maybe multiple times by multiple people. So the best thing to do is just put a little folder on your computer and any document that they've asked you for, you throw it in there so it's easily accessible the next time they ask for it.
Yeah, the next 10 times they ask for it.
Seems like that. It's not always that way, but sometimes it is. So you just have to go ahead and go to that folder and you can pull it out and get it right to them. And
yeah, I mean, they just want to make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, you know, a few times.
Right.
And, you know, right now, I mean, they just want to make sure it's being copacetic in all honesty. So,
yeah, I mean, they're making sure that we don't run into the problems that we did
a few years ago.
A few years ago And so they're making sure that they're double checking everything and mm-hmm. triple checking everything to make sure that you don't get in trouble when you're buying a house and financially. Exactly. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we'll see you next week, everybody. Have a great one.
All right. Have a great week.